Councillor Newton.
Well, I see here we've got Hartley Gardens is coming up and everybody's recommending it.
To put the mic on.
Sorry, can you put your microphone? Sorry, would you like to start again, Councillor Newton? So, because otherwise those with...
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Those with hard of hearing and got hearing aids won't hear you, and those at the back can't.
I've noticed here that Hartley Gardens is listed here, and it's saying that we should continue with it. I've also got Rush Green that's now going out for appeal, having been turned down twice with three lots of numbers. We've got Hartley Gardens. We have massive problems in that part of Clacton. We have, if we build Rush Green, we are going to have a concrete jungle, and I've already got problems there. Which I don't want to air in this room at the moment, but there are problems there. If I look at Hartley Gardens, that comes out onto Jaywick Lane. We have exactly the same problems. We've got the problems with the doctors, we've got problems with the schools, we've got everything, and yet we continue to keep looking at these same areas. And it seems as if it doesn't matter how many times we or the public say, no, thank you, it does not work. We continue with it. It's just ridiculous.
I can't say I don't disagree with you, Councillor Newton, but we are where we are. We're trying to make the best of it. Now, I'm just, Councillor, unless there's any other... yes, OK, Councillor, but this will be the last question I'm taking.
Thank you.
Because we've got amended
yes,
amendment.
Yes, I know.
Which I shall be reading to you in a moment.
Can I just thank the public for coming here regularly to listen and take part?
Yeah, thank you.
Because the public really need to attend... council meetings. Can I tell them that this group of councillors, the first time we see the agenda is a week before. We have no input to any of it at all, where the sites are going to be, what's going to happen. We have very little input, and when we do, it doesn't seem to take hold. I just want to let the public know that what Mrs. Hastings is suggesting is not a regular occurrence. We don't meet at any other time. That's all, really. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's no sites in the...
No, it's all right. Sorry.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, would you mind? Thank you.
Do you mind if I read my right?
I'm moving now to the recommendation, which is on page 33. And that stands as read. Okay. And for the members of the public... that the Local Plan Committee notes the latest progress of the evidence base to justify the content of the local plan, and that the Head of Planning continues to commission, prepare outstanding studies as set out in Table 1 of this report, providing updates to this committee on an ongoing basis. That will be A. B will be addressing the points that Councillor Scott first brought to our attention, i.e. regards tourism and regards the seasonal uplift in our traffic. And C will be addressing the other points about the studies that Councillor Stevenson raised. Mrs. Hastings.
It's obviously a suggestion for members to consider moving, but it would be an additional little B, requests that ECC Highways address the seasonal movements in their transport model and engage TDC representatives in their future studies and evidence gathering before final reports are issued. And C, request that a briefing and question and answer session be organised with the Highways Transport Consultants for members of the Local Plan Committee as a matter of urgency due to the impending timescale.
I agree with that, Chairman.
Thank you. Would you prepare to propose it?
Chairman,
thank you.
Can I?
Councillor Gilley. Proposer is Councillor Scott and seconder is Councillor Skeels.
Can I have an assurance from officers that this is not going to derail the timetable that we've got in front of us? I mean, we'll actually, the main part of the recommendation is that the Head of Planning continues the commission and preparation of the studies. I just want to have an assurance that what the additional work that we're actually asking to be, it should be running in parallel, but I just want to be absolutely cast on certain that's not going to derail the timescale.
Mrs. Bicknell.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think that's really important that committee are aware that obviously this work is sort of ongoing. So Ringway Jacobs are working on the transport modelling, probably not as we speak, but, you know, at this time. And it could really impact on the progress of the local plan if we stopped that work in order to have that discussion and then restarted it. So I think if committee do vote for that resolution, it would be sort of with the understanding that we carry on with the work and get county in here as quickly as possible and sort of run it in parallel. And obviously, we will bring information back to committee when the study is published. So there's an opportunity for committee to sort of halt things if it gets to a point where you're not satisfied with the final outputs.
Right. So we're happy that we can handle the workload.
Well, we need to go back to Ringway Jacobs, don't we, and see how quickly they can come in. But I can't see any reason tonight why we wouldn't be able to achieve that.
Super. Thank you very much. Everybody happy on that?
Yeah.
I'd like to move to the... Sorry, Councillor Stevenson.
Just possibly something to add to A, actually. Carlo, Tom, myself, we've all questioned why Colchester, Chelmsford have all been given it. When it says the head of planning continues to commission, I was wondering if we could put some sort of strength in there about pushing tendering zone sort of commissioning and tendering of some of these things. I know we were talking about efficiencies earlier, but I was wondering if that was something we could...
Well, what I'd like to do on that, if I may, rather than we revisit this at the moment, is take that on board, and if when we're meeting again in about eight weeks in November, and obviously beforehand I'll make sure that we bring you an update of what this has been said to that meeting, or I'll ask Councillor Stock to do so. And if it's not the case, well, then we put some more info into it. Would that satisfy you? Lovely, thank you. Right, all those in favour, please show. I think that's unanimous. Thank you all very much. One final. 7 minutes, come on. Yeah, 9:15. Thank you all.